Hey, folks. Good evening. This is Ricky with Janique's Multicultural Connection. This is the first call starting on the series of our virtual networking community designed to help people connect to other cultures, the people in those cultures, and do it all from the comfort of their phone. This works. And so you definitely want to keep this number handy. You want to calendar 1 hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You want to come to this community. And it's real simple, just like when you're out and about networking, the same pretty much policies or the same approach is here. You need to be prepared to share what you do, and they call it the elevator speech or a 30-second promotion or 30-second explanation, however you want to look at that, about what you do so that people have a way to know, one, what you do, and most importantly, how to get a hold of you. I see people really do not do that well. So, one, they really don't know how to present what they do. That's a problem. But two, they do not have a way for you to get back to them. So they make it very difficult for you to reach them, which is the exact opposite of what should be happening. You want to make that connection the easiest thing to happen, and you want the reconnection to be exceptionally easy. So I should know your phone number, your email address, your website, your mailing address. I should have all of that. You should make that easy for me to get. And you should also make it easy for me to reach you. So if you have voicemail or a receptionist or whoever you have filtering your contacts, especially your audio contacts, you need to set that up so that it is not an inconvenience to the person trying to reach you. So what you're going to find out in this community, we're going to do a lot of just understanding how to reach out to other folks. And keep in mind, when we talk about Janique's Multicultural Connections, we're not approaching it from the diversity aspect, that folks getting along with folks or truly understanding all these other cultures. We're approaching it from the economic standpoint. And simply, people make up cultures and people have needs. And in certain cultures, they have certain specific needs. If you can provide service that need, you probably have an opportunity to do business with that person. And the great news about, especially when you're talking about cultural groups, that just goes across the whole demographics of life. So you have men, women, children, you have all type of races, all type of religions. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and that's what a lot of people miss. Culture is not racial. Culture means exactly that. People with a common set of needs or wants, desires, the jazz culture, the hip-hop music culture, the gospel culture, all these are made up of people who are from all different walks of life. When we talk about the Asian culture, we start getting into geographical type identified people. So, hey, if you have a product or service that's addressing that, and you understand how that culture works, then you have a great opportunity to connect. And let me tell you what happens when you connect with somebody else. You start learning about that somebody else, especially if you have a common interest. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being able to expand your contacts, not just only locally. I don't care where you're listening to this call from. But you can expand what you do, be it expanding your message, expanding your customer base, your client base, expanding your company. I don't care if you're a nonprofit, for-profit, doesn't make any difference. You need people. And sometimes the people you need are not in your immediate area. Sometimes the people are outside of your area, and they don't even know that you provide what you provide. So now you have a way. Now you can come to Janique's Multicultural Connections virtual network, start meeting people, start sharing your message, and you can also meet in your local communities. I go to many networking events out here in the Maricopa County, Arizona area, and I do it so I can, one, stay in touch with people that are doing things. I'm not trying to get with people who are not doing anything. Two, it keeps me aware that there's other things going on that I don't have time to really check on or track, and other people do. They share that information. I get to see what the local government's doing. I get to see what the economy's really doing. I'm not going by what the media says, and I don't care if the media is your print paper, newspaper, or if it's your online source. It doesn't make any difference. There's nothing like you personally being aware of what's happening, because a lot of times you'll find out that, wow, I can help that situation. I didn't even know that happened. So I've been to meetings now where, I mean, millions of dollars have been discussed that are available for people in particular industries. But if those people don't know about it, didn't do them any good. If they didn't know how to pass that on to somebody, didn't do anybody any good. So communication is critical, and that's why I know tonight this call, because I'm just going out with it, so people really are not aware of it. I've actually I'm guilty tonight because I've been involved with other meetings and other calls, so I really wasn't pushing it that hard myself. So when you hear this, you're going to understand it's kind of funny, because by the time you hear this call, we'll be on next week's call. But importantly, keep this in mind. Multicultural markets generate, and that's projected for 2013, so that's the year coming up here in a few weeks, $11.8 trillion in commerce happens. This is not may happen, we think it's going to happen, it does happen. $11.8 trillion. Actually, from the research that's been done further, that number is now low, because now it's projected for 2015, that number is going to increase. Now, realistically, that number probably doesn't mean a lot to you, because it just sounds, wow, that is just entirely too big. But keep it in perspective. Little dollars make big dollars. So it took a lot of little dollars to even get to that dollar level. And the question is, if you are in the communities, if you are servicing cultural groups, what percentage do you need to have a good year? You got 2013 coming up. You should be having some objectives put in place. You should be able to measure them. You should be able to track them. You should know if you're doing well. I'm going to tell you right now, though, having contacts will not be a problem. You'll have hundreds of contacts. I have literally thousands of organizations I need to get to, thousands of people I need to let them know that Janique's Multicultural Connection is alive and well, thousands of businesses that don't even know that this market is just waiting on them. And I talk to just many, many business people who do not connect the dots. They don't see the relationship a lot of times. I see a lot of people going after the same group of people, which is interesting to me. And I don't understand that part, but that's what they do. So instead of having this big, large pool, they have this very small pool, and everybody's chasing the same people. Well, let me give you one simple economic lesson. Every dollar that anyone has is already set up to go to something. It's already designed to go to something. Some parts of that dollar would just go to survival, shelter, housing. Some parts of that dollar will go to food. Some parts of that dollar will go to protection. These are the things that we got to have: food, shelter, clothing, and protection. So some parts of that dollar will go to clothing. Now, that part of the dollar is gone. Wherever that went, nobody can get that part. But the part that's left, what commonly referred to as discretionary income, that part is now going to be sent to other things, like fashion, like music, like entertainment. I mean, it's gonna get spent. Now, here's the downside of that. Once that money is spent, it's gone to the next cycle. Now, some cycles will complete in a day. Some will complete in a week. Some a month. I mean, you already know. If the person bought a refrigerator, and you're not the provider of that, then you're not going to talk to them for many, many years about that particular appliance, because it has a lifespan easily of 5 to 10 years. But if someone just bought some perfume, and we know that could last anywhere from a month to a year, you know, you can, well, I can get in line for that next time. I now know what they like, and I can make them aware that I have it. Some of the things, like food, well, that's going to get replaced pretty much daily. So if you're in that business or you have information about that, maybe you are a health and wellness consultant. Maybe you are a food broker. Maybe you are a person that does chemical analysis, and people want to know what they're eating, and they want to know where can they go to get that checked out. If you're that person, now you're in that particular part of that person's dollar. So I want to keep this really simple, but again, this is set up. This organization is here to help you connect to other cultures and learn about that. So you always can come over to www.jusmcc.net, N-E-T, like a network, and be a member. There's no cost to do it. You're going to get exposure there. You can share your information, your message there. You'll learn about income-producing options that are available. You'll learn about activities going on around the country. You actually have a lot you can learn and share. So it's actually a give and give back situation. You'll also have the opportunity to connect with other cultures, and that's key. So 2013, believe you me, it's going to be exciting for a lot of people. For some people, it's just going to be another year. It's just going to be another day that just went by. For some other people, it is going to be one of the most exciting years they've ever had, and it's just going to be the start of many more good years coming their way. There's a lot going on. The economy's in a real different type of position, but here, let me tell you this. Everybody's not broke, and everybody's not going to be broke. It's that simple. There will be currency exchange in the United States of America and in other countries. There will be the exchange of goods and services, period. The only real question is, will you be a provider or a recipient of the goods and services? Because we all are going to do both of them. Yes, I do provide services, but I'm a recipient of services too. I need my vendors. I need my clients. I need my customers. They give to me, and I give back to them. So it is definitely a reciprocal beneficial relationship, and you're going to form many of those. And if you think about them, not only from a personal level in your household and the people that you are around and socialize with, that's happening. But on the business side, you got to have it. And a business owner must know that businesses go out of business. So you have to be prepared to replace a particular product or service with a company. That's just being ahead of the game and knowing that, hey, if I'm going to service my customer, I got to watch what's going on out there. So, again, Janique's Multicultural Connection, we're not coming at it from do you get along with your neighbor or do you understand their difference. We're not approaching that, and there are many people that you can get with, even in our community, who will be welcome to share that information with you. But from an economic standpoint, the only question I'm going to keep asking the community members are you getting a part of the economic transactions happening in the multicultural communities? Are you being a recipient of that? Because you do not have to be. There are some major corporations out there who will continually take those monies, continually. A lot of the smaller business owners are missing. This is the thing that can keep their door open, because people – want to be serviced, they like to be serviced, and sometimes only somebody local can deliver the service that they really need. Okay, so we'll see what we got going here. About 20 minutes into the call, I really got some more calls I want to go do this evening. So like I said, I'm really just doing this so that when you listen back on this, you're going to be saying, wow, when did this all start? So let me make this official for you. December the 5th, 2013, the first call, the first virtual networking multicultural connection call was done. And you're going to be part of this call, because here's the beauty of our technology. We can save these moments and share them again and replay them again. And the information I'm giving you now will be just as good today as it will be 6 months from now. And it will be just as valid. Believe you me, I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of business owners over the years, and what's really surprising
is how much doesn't change, not how much does change, how much doesn't change, and how many people keep trying to reinvent the wheel. And I'm here to tell you the wheel works great at 360 degrees. It doesn't need to be 361, nor does it need to be 359. Either one of those stops it from being a wheel. 360 degrees, it turns beautifully. And all you have to do is not reinvent the wheel and find the wheel that works for you and go with it. So if you have questions, you know you're going to be able to reach us at, again, www.jusmcc.net. You can email me at Junique, J-U-N-I-Q-U-E-S, at jusmcc.org. If you go to www.jusmcc.org, like organization, you're going to see that's our informational website. So we have many places for you to contact us, and we're growing. And I got some very exciting things coming for you that will help in that area of growth and development personally, professionally. Just stay tuned to that. Just hold on. Believe you me, that's going to be fun. And now, keep this in mind, from the comfort of your phone, you can come be part of Janique's Multicultural Connection virtual networking community. So, got a phone? You're in. Even if you got to borrow your neighbor's phone, you can come and be with us. All righty. Again, hey, Ricky here with Janique's Multicultural Connection. I'm out of Glendale, Arizona. It is a pleasure and a blessing to be able to do this, to have the technology available to make this happen. We will talk more. Get a hold of me. Go to the website. You can email me if you have questions or you're just trying to figure out how you can reach other people. I'm going to show you how that can be done because they're coming here. If you show up, they're going to be here. You just got to make sure you're going to be here. Okay? So until we speak or meet, have the most fantastic days you can.